blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're a very kind man. You're a very kind woman. You're very helpful. You are a godly person. They describe you as a godly man, a godly woman. You're very godly. You even teach your children to be godly. Very godly, very, very godly. Welcome. But there is something. Whenever they ask you, are you born again? You are not able to answer it. I want to show you why now. You know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He didn't say, except a man be good. He didn't say, except a man be nice to God, which you are. He didn't say, except a man be kind. Mm-mm. He said, except a man be born again. You say, it depends on what you mean. Forget about what I mean. Let's know what Jesus meant. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Which means born again is not being born of the flesh. Period. And if you have studied the scriptures very well, you will have gotten to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, where it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Meaning that being born again is being born by the word of God. Can you see that? So he leaves us in no doubt. So what is meant by the term born again? Born again is not being turned over a new leaf. Born again is not changing your way of living. Born again is not taking up New Year resolutions. Born again is not changing your lifestyle. Born again is not, I was bad, now I am good. Born again is not stopping the wrong things you used to do and starting good things. Born again does not mean things I used to do, I do no more. I do new things now. That's not born again. He said, being born again, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed. What does that mean? Not of corruptible or destructible sperm. Seed is from the Greek word sperma, from where you get the English word sperm, which is introduced into a woman's body and produces conception or produces a human person. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And then he says, by the word of God. James 1 verse 18 says, of his own will begat he us by the word of truth, that we should be a kind, that means a species. Glory, that we should be a species of his creatures. That means we are a kind of being. That means, oh my goodness, we are another breed. Oh, my. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new species. He is a new kind of man. He is a new type of being. He says, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. And then in the next verse, he says, and all things are of God. Which means these new things are not of man, they are of God. So when you're born again, you are not someone who changed his way of doing things. You are more than that. You're not someone who has decided to be going to church. You're more than that. You're not somebody who has decided to change and become good. You're more than that. You've been given a new life, a life that never existed before. He said, all things are passed away and all things are become new. He wasn't talking about your behavior. He was talking about your nature. Are you listening to me now? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, he tells us that we have become partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. John cries out in the third chapter of his writings. He says, beloved, he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not later, not when we get to heaven. Somebody said, we cannot be born again until we get to heaven. Another one said, well, we can only know when we get to heaven whether we are children of God or not. He says, beloved, now in this world, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Woo, glory to God. Hey, we know. Not we think, not we assume, not we hope. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Whew. What a life. I know who I am. What a life from God. I know who I am. So now while I'm on this plane of life, now while I'm over here in this world, how can I live the God kind of life? You know what? This is all introductory to the message. I haven't said it. I'm trying to get in. You understand? This is explaining the title. I haven't gotten into the point yet. Oh boy. All right, let's finish that verse 10. Can we take it from verse 9 into verse 10 so you can get it? He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, say thy mouth.
Thy mouth.
You see this mouth of yours? Oh boy. I was telling you about God's manual for life. I wish you'd understand that God's word is so important. I said, when you buy an electrical appliance or some other machine, usually it'll come with a manual, an instruction manual, an operation manual. First, that manual tells you what is in the package. Then it tells you about the different parts of the machine. It describes the machine and tells you about the different parts, what they're used for. So from the manual, you know how to operate that machine. Don't you realize that you are the best living machine that ever came to this planet? You need the manufacturer's manual to run this life. Usually in that manual, when there is a malfunction, there's a page for troubleshooting. When you get problems in your life, and your life doesn't look like what God said it ought to be, go to the troubleshooting page. Find out how to deal with such a problem. But many have never looked at the manual. The very same way you messed up that machine you bought. The very same way you destroyed that cassette player. The very same way you destroyed that electrical appliance that you bought some time ago. You didn't read the manual. You assumed you knew it. Oh, how men live by assumptions. You assumed you knew everything. It looked simple until you hit the rocks. And then you said, this thing don't work. Usually, the manufacturer's manual would tell you something. If you have a problem with it, there's always a note. No user serviceable parts inside. You know what that means? They don't expect the user to open it. Don't open it and start working on it. They recommend that you take it, if there's a problem, that you take it to a technician, an approved, manufacturer's approved technician. In that way, the warranty remains within the specified time limits. But if you will not take it to the manufacturer's approved technician, and you take it to some dumb fellow somewhere, the warranty is broken. It's up to you. The Bible says about Jesus that he was approved of God. It says a man, read Romans chapter 1, read from verse 1 to verse 4, a man approved of God with signs and wonders and miracles. He was approved of God by the resurrection from the dead. Resurrection from the dead. He was approved. And then he sent us with necessary credentials. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind
behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely, you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I was telling you about God's manual for life. I wish you would understand that God's word is so important. I said, when you buy an electrical appliance or some other machine, usually it'll come with a manual. An instruction manual, an operation manual. First, that manual tells you what is in the package. Then it tells you about the different parts of the machine. It describes the machine. Usually, the manufacturer's manual will tell you something. If you have a problem with it, there's always a note. No user serviceable parts inside. You know what that means? They don't expect the user to open it. Don't open it and start working on it. They recommend that you take it, if there's a problem, that you take it to a technician, an approved, manufacturer's approved technician. In that way, the warranty remains within the specified time limits. But if you will not take it to the manufacturer's approved technician, and you take it to some dumb fellow somewhere, the warranty is broken. It's up to you. The Bible says about Jesus that he was approved of God. He says, a man, read Romans chapter 1, read from verse 1 to verse 4, a man approved of God with signs and wonders and miracles. He was approved of God by the resurrection from the dead. Resurrection from the dead. He was approved. And then he sent us with necessary credentials. Are you hearing me? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Credentials. God-given credentials. Are you still there? Hallelujah. So now let's come back. We've got the manual now, all right? We've got the manual. You got a copy? See why I always tell you, you've got to have your own Bible. Husbands and wives, have your Bibles. Two of you cannot share one Bible, I tell you. You'll be behind life. You need your own Bible that you can mark, and you know you got something from it. You're learning it. It's private to you. For each one of us will stand before Jesus to give account of ourselves to God. You need your own Bible. All right? Don't share your uncle's Bible. You've got to have yours. It's too important. If you can have your own underwears, why can't you have your own Bible? Come on, talk to me. Those of you that say, oh, no, we are one. Okay, I know you're one, but you're not using the same underwears. Have your own Bible. I'm telling you now. All right. So, hey, are you ready for number verse 10 now? Okay? He says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. So I have believed. My life is righteous now. Glory to God. Well, we'll talk about righteousness another time. It's a big, big subject. We've got some tapes on that. And you love them. He says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And what? With the mouth. Stop right there. With the mouth. With the mouth. That's a part of your body. With the mouth. Huh? I told you about the manual that tells us about the different parts of the machine. Now, this one is telling us something about one of the parts of your whole physical body. He's talking about your mouth. You've been doing two things with your mouth. Eating and talking. That's what you've been doing with your mouth. One thing you didn't know was that your mouth was your salvation. Salvation is in your mouth. Your future is in your mouth. Now that's an amazing thing. Some people don't agree with it. You know why? They've suffered so long. It's too difficult to show them the right thing. They say, no, no, no. Oh, but you haven't had a change in your life. Why don't you listen now? You see. God is wiser than men. Didn't Jesus say, by your words you shall be condemned, and by your words you shall be justified? Remember the words of Jesus? How did you receive salvation? Look at verse 9 again. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, confess the Lordship, believe the resurrection, thou shalt be saved. That means believing with your spirit and talking with your physical mouth. Verse 10 says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession, declaration, saying the same thing with God in concert is done unto salvation. That means when you do it, it catapults you into salvation. Now, what is salvation? Salvation is a big word. Salvation is a big word. The Greek says soteria. What does that mean? He's talking about all of the blessings that God will give to you in Christ Jesus. He uses one word. We call it the all-inclusive word for your blessed life. He says, with the mouth, confession is made unto. Which means now that you are saved, now that your heart is made right with God, for you to get to that place of victory, you got to do something. For you to get to that place of divine health, you got to do something. God gives you a gift, the gift of life. For you to enjoy it, you've got to do something with your mouth. as you've been eating with your mouth to keep your body healthy with food, you got to do something with your mouth to take yourself into the future that God planned for you. What is tomorrow going to be like? It's going to be exactly what you said yesterday. I know this company I'm working for, they're going to fling me out. They're going to fling you out in time. They're going to fling you out. And when they fling you out, you say, I said it. Yeah, I knew. You did it. And some of you wives, there you are thinking to get at your husband. There you are posing and say, yes, I knew you didn't like me before. If he liked you before, you have put the stop button there. And what are you doing now? You are creating dislike. The more you talk like that, the more you are disliked. The more difficult he finds it to love you. Because that's all you ever say. See why your life is the way it is? Why you're looking older than you really are? You know some women?
If I married you, I was a happy woman. Yes, I was a happy woman. I'm no longer happy.
Yeah, why are you no longer happy? Because you talked yourself out of happiness. You've been doing that in the last 5 years, but you didn't know it. You've been doing it in the last 20 years and you didn't know it. Some of you have been married 40 years and you have never found out how to have a happy home. You've gone for many seminars. They didn't help you. Because it's not in the seminars. It's in the Word of God. It's not a marriage seminar you need. It's a Word seminar. I'm telling you the facts. A balanced life. Are you still there? That's what you need, a balanced life. Your mouth is where your future is. Your mouth is where your salvation is. Your mouth is where your blessing is. That's where your money is too. Oh, you better know that. That's where your money is. That's where the salvation is. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.